G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Welcome back to Stumps. Jordan Canellis with you. Bryce McGain with me. We are in the middle of the first week of the Sheffield Shield season. There is plenty to dissect from round number one, and we haven't even reached the end of the first matches. It's great pleasure to have on the program one of the coaches involved in the Sheffield Shield this season. He's the new batting coach of New South Wales. He comes over from the motherland, the old enemy, England. He's come down to Australia, though, to take the reins of the batsman at New South Wales. His name is Mike Yardy, and it's a pleasure to have him on the program, Mike, during the middle of a Sheffield Shield match. Thank you very much for coming on.
Hi, how you doing, guys? All right.
Very good. So you've been now in the setup for what, about 2 or so months now? How are you enjoying the New South Wales setup?
Yeah, no, I've been here for 2 months. I kind of got here just at the back end of kind of pre-season and then the kind of trial games. And it's been good. It's been good. It's been it's a real good environment to work in. The guys have been working kind of hard previously to my arrival, and you know, it's continued now, and going well at the moment in this current game. So it's been a nice kind of integration back into this Australian system.
Mike, great to be talking with you. You've had a star-studded career in the county system with Sussex, and I guess as a player in all forms of the game and representing England as well, there's a lot to offer. How did this come about, you leaving the UK and coming across to Sydney?
Yeah, so I've been at Sussex, as you say, for kind of 17 years as a player and then 3 years as a coach. But I kind of felt that, great for me to have a new challenge. And, you know, I saw the job come up and, you know, I knew kind of what a good environment kind of New South Wales was, so I kind of put my hat in the ring and went through kind of interview process, and you know, here I am. So you know, very happy to be here, and lucky to work with, you know, obviously some very good players in the Shield team at the moment. But also, you know, the one thing that's really apparent is there is a good stock of young batsmen coming through. So that's very exciting as a coach as well to kind of have the opportunity to hopefully, you know, help them improve and help them reach their potential.
So there was no prior connection to New South Wales or to the Australian Sheffield Shield setup. This was purely just a job opportunity that came up and you took it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. There was no kind of, I think I played against Phil Jakes a couple of times, but, you know, I hadn't really spoke to him a huge amount. There's no kind of real kind of link in there. It was just, I saw the opportunity came up and thought, you know what, I'll put my hat in the ring. And, you know, and then I suppose that, you know, from my point of view, it's a great opportunity for me to, as you say, work in the Australian system, work in a different environment, but also, I suppose, give, you know, slightly different kind of ideas of, you know, of how things may be done, but obviously not kind of push too hard with them, but just kind of gently kind of ease them in of, you know, things that maybe could be done slightly differently. But, you know, obviously there's a hell of a lot being done very well already.
Mike, you must have impressed in that interview. What are the things that you said that probably give you that point of difference that would have been a much sought after role, batting coach of New South Wales? But obviously, there's some things that are your strengths. Do you want to share a couple of those?
Yeah, so I think I try and keep the game kind of very simple. You know, I think it's a game of basics. I've been studying kind of sports psychology for 5 years now. I'm kind of 1 year away from potentially being able to kind of work as a sports psychologist. So I think that's quite a key aspect in, especially, you know, not just cricket and being batting and kind of understanding, you know, the mental side of the game. Mm. You know, obviously having the fundamentals technically and things like that is important for a player. But I think, you know, nowadays I think it's really important that, you know, understanding how different people think, not necessarily, you know, how I used to think as a player, but, you know, so many different ways that different people, you know, go about things and understanding, you know, what works for them, you know, what good habits they have and what habits that, you know, maybe they think are helping them, actually they're not. So that's kind of, I suppose, my aspect of coaching, kind of, you know, very much starting, you know, understanding how people work mentally and also help them technically.
Mike, how did you think as a player? You mentioned there that maybe you thought a little bit differently, maybe to now how you're coaching.
Yeah, I think the key thing as a coach is not to, I mean, unless you're an absolute, you know, great at the game, I think, you know, it's understanding that people do it differently. And I certainly, you know, I think I, as a player, probably got absolutely every ounce of, you know, I did out myself. I wouldn't say I was the most gifted, talented player in the world. And, you know, I was quite happy with kind of what I achieved. And, you know, like anything, you might achieve a little bit more, a little bit less. But, you know, I certainly worked very hard. But, as you know, and then I suppose always had an interest in the kind of psychology of how people think. So that was why I went down that route to kind of study. And, you know, something that really interests me. And as I say, it's, you know, I think if you can understand the person as well as the kind of cricketer, then that gives you a great chance as a coach, not just understanding kind of techniques. I think now, technically, I think, you know, with the internet the way it is, I think you can, you know, understand people technique if you look on the internet, but understanding what someone thinks about when they go and play and how that kind of works with their technique, I think that, well, that can hopefully, you know, hopefully help players.
Mike, there's no doubt about that. And you're on a winner, most definitely, working with the psychology of the game. Are you noticing any differences? And I know you've only been here a couple of months between, I guess, how cricket is played here. There aren't as many games as what there are in the county system. It's just full throttle right from the start of the season to the end of the season in the UK. But here, with less Sheffield Shield games and first-class matches, it's broken up a bit different. Are there some differences that you're noticing already?
I think so. I think, one thing in the UK is, because, like you say, a lot of cricket coming in thick and fast, is that, you know, a lot of the preparation is actually, it might sound strange, but done during matches. So, you know, someone might necessarily have a huge hit on the morning of the game just because, you know, their last four-day game was, you know, a couple of days ago. We're here, is a little bit more time to kind of prepare, you know, a couple of days leading into a fixture. And I think that makes a big difference of how people prepare rather than kind of trying to, not, how can I put this in the right way, but not trying to cram something in, you know, in a short space of time to feel good. Actually, you get a little bit of preparation time to improve yourself as a player, you know, and actually really prepare for what's coming up against you. So, you know, things like, you know, us here playing at the Gabba, I think, you know, understanding that the pitch is going to be very different to kind of Sydney and being able to put things in place to prepare for that. And that's something that, you know, that's difficult in the UK. But on the other hand, is that when you're playing well in England, you know, you've gained thick and fast, so you can really get on a hot streak.
How about the differences? So that's in the preparation. What about once they get into the match? Is there a noticeable difference between the fundamentals and the techniques of an English batsman compared to an Australian batsman?
I mean, the first thing I noticed in the first few days is how players play a lot more comfortable kind of being on their back foot, you know, just by the nature of the bounce of the pitches. But I think in England, you know, players don't tend to kind of have a big back foot game just because until players play international cricket, I think because just by the nature of the pitches, you know, it's very much about, you know, playing on the front foot, you know, with the odd shot on the back foot. And I think that's one thing that was notably kind of from a technical point of view. That would be the initial kind of thing. But, you know, it's four-day cricket, I suppose, it changes slightly, but, you know, the bowlers are trying to hit top of off, you know, predominantly, you know, with the odd kind of change up. You know, I don't think that changes around the world. It might adjust slightly what is top of off on different pitches. You know, and the batter's challenge is to kind of find, obviously have a good enough technique, but also find game plans that can kind of eradicate that and make it easier to score.
Now, Matt, one of the things you've been able to experience in the very first Sheffield Shield game is the Gabba. And the Gabba in October is a very different beast. I know the Victorians, when we'd go up there, our eyes would just about pop out of our head, this green leafy wicket, and it put shutters through the top order. I can assure you the guys from Melbourne going up, they'd spent the whole winter inside. Did it look like that on day one? Obviously, New South Wales had the first opportunity with the ball. But was it as lively as that? And further to that, you know, just seeing the rewards that Dave Warner had being able to bat there as well. It's a serious challenge at this time of year on that wicket, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting, actually, because obviously the talk was it would be very green. But actually, you know, it wasn't actually that green. It was quite soft, but you wouldn't say it was kind of the same colour as the rest of the square. It was actually, you know, reasonably white. So it wasn't as kind of maybe people expected.
Yep.
You know, but that first day, I think we bowled, you know, really disciplined with our lengths. And as I said, the pitch was stuck in a little bit. It was a little bit slow. And then we kind of held for a long period, didn't kind of give too much away, and then kind of reap the rewards in the last session. And, you know, and I think, I suppose, the one thing's notable at the Gabba, you have to leave well, and certainly Dave Warner, you know, and Nick Burtis in the second game, they both left very well and had a, you know, have had a big partnership in the game. So, you know, yeah, Dave Warner looked in fine, Nick, and looked like he's moving very well. And it's really pleasing, I think, for everyone, I suppose, in the whole country to see him kind of get a big 100.
Yeah, a lot more patient than probably we anticipate and know Dave Warner to be. You mentioned that he left the ball well, and it is a different batting strip there to what it is in England, isn't it? Very different to what he experienced with Chris Broad around the wicket with the Duke's ball. Different to batting up at the Gabba.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, the kind of bounce at the Gabba is... you know, it's very true and kind of come through. In England, it kind of skids at you a little bit more. So yeah, it was different. But you know, obviously the guy has an unbelievable record, and you know, and I'm sure he'll continue to improve on that record. You know, he's a fine player, and he's you know, I think he's been excellent around the lads in terms of kind of helping and giving advice. So you know, it's very good for New South Wales to have him in.
You've got a couple of fantastic world class batsmen in your stable, Mike. You've got obviously David Warner and also Stephen Smith in the New South Wales setup for the time being before they inevitably head off with the Australian team. What have you been able to, I guess, teach two of the biggest and best world-class batsmen in international cricket? How have you been able to maybe change or tweak or give them advice in their games?
I don't think I at the moment do anything really. I think obviously fine players, and you know, they know their games and they know what they need. You know, and that's kind of been it, and trying to facilitate them as best I can in terms of, you know, giving them what they want, as all the coaches have. But no, they know what they're about, and you know, you don't have the records they have without understanding, you know, what it takes to have success. So no, I think they kind of very much know what they need, you know, to prepare for not just Shield games but obviously international games as well.
Does your stint with New South Wales include a Big Bash team?
Yes, it does. You'll be working with the Sydney Thunder. Yeah, so for the Big Bash, which is kind of exciting to kind of work with Shane Bond, to kind of actually play under him when I did a T20 stint in New Zealand. So, yeah, it'd be nice to kind of work alongside him and the guys from kind of Thunder and, yeah, experience that as well. So, you know, and as I say, hopefully, you know, I want to add some value there as well. It'll be, you know, be a really good time of year to kind of, you know, experience that and hopefully have a successful season with the Thunder.
Mike, you were an international batsman with England as well. You played at the start of this decade with the England ODI team, and you played against Australia a couple of times. What do you recall most fondly from your time playing international cricket against Australia in particular?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to do, I think it was a Commonwealth Bank series here in 2011. I mean, I really enjoyed kind of playing cricket in Australia. I mean, we didn't have the most. I think we may have won both of the T20s and then lost the one day series quite comfortably. But yeah, it's a great place to play cricket, and you know, there's a real, you know, people are very competitive about their cricket, but there's a real passion for it. And you know, and it was a real. I really enjoyed that tour. It was challenging, but something that you know. So I think any player kind of wants to do if he can't play in the Ashes, and definitely want to play at least a one-day series in Australia. So I do remember that very fondly. I've kind of experienced some hard cricket and, you know, and some entertaining crowds. And, yeah, something I really enjoyed about kind of playing international cricket.
Now, what are you looking forward to most? Obviously, there's going to be a lot of cricket on the menu. Sydney's got some beautiful beaches and some nice places to go. What have you found already?
Well, I've got three kids, so every time we have a day off, I'm kind of at zoos or going on boats or finding times kind of entertaining them and getting them into cricket clubs. So, yeah, I mean, Sydney looks at, you know, well, it is a fantastic place to kind of live and have been a short period of time. But, yeah, I think we'll probably go up the Sydney Harbour Bridge at some time, yeah, at some point as well. So I'm not necessarily looking forward to that, but I can't let my wife go out there without me. So it's a pride thing, isn't it? So I can't, you know, have that. So, yeah, I'll get up there.
Mike, you've been a central figure as well in England and in English cricket with mental health awareness, and you've been public in that too. You've done a lot of work in that space over in the UK. What's your history with all of that, and will you look to continue that here in Australia?
Look, I kind of, you know, I've had my own kind of difficult experiences with mental health. Kind of, I think everyone, you know, who suffers, who's, you know, is unfortunate to suffer, has their own, you know, it's very individual. But I do think there's a, you know, there is an element of understanding of, you know, giving people time and things like that. So if there was ever a opportunity to kind of help anyone or provide advice, then something I'm very willing to do, because I really think it's such a, you know, as I said, a little bit of my coaching as well. I think if someone's happy off the pitch, then they're more likely to perform on the pitch. So I think that's a real fundamental. I think, you know, that's certainly over time. Sometimes you can be doing okay on the pitch, not struggling off it, but over time it will kind of, it will catch up with you if you don't kind of look after it. So, you know, I'm a great believer in that. And, you know, if there's anything I can do to help people, then that's something that I'm very keen to do, because it's, you know, people were very good to me when I went through tough times. And, you know, I think it's really important to give back.
Mike, it's been a pleasure talking to you today on Stumps. Best of luck for the season ahead. Best of luck for this match. You've been good enough to join us in the middle of a Sheffield Shield match. So good luck for the rest of this match against Queensland, and also for the season ahead.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good afternoon.
Mike Yardy there, the new New South Wales batting coach, part of the state setup. And it was a brilliant chat, brilliant for him to join us at this stage of a Shield match, Bryce, but a great story as well.
Yeah, great opportunity for him to come over, as he said, and he certainly would have stood out. And I guess the experiences and the way he wants to coach is not just all about skill, but about the mental application and obviously having his own challenges. There's no more stressful game than cricket, I can assure you. No more stressful role than a batsman in cricket, because unfortunately, well, more often than not, you're going to fail. And through his own experience and skills and ability and track record of, as a player, but now as a coach, those New South Wales batsmen are in good hands.
Absolutely. We'll head to a break here on Stumps. We'll come back on the other side of this, and we'll turn our attention to the international scene with the T20s not far away, and then also what's happening around the globe.
G'day, Mike Hussey here. Get on board Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. It's fun, free and easy to play. Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.